Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Enterprise Council on Small Business Summit, ECSB Summit. And somebody who's with me down here and at the same event is Rob Levin. Robert Levin is the founder and the publisher and the editor-in-chief and the King Biscuit over at the New York Enterprise Report, which is an outstanding publication and much more than just a publication in the tri-state area of our country. And he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back on the show. It's been great to spend time with you this week. This is the most time we've ever spent together, and I'm still not tired of you, amazingly.
It's been a great time down here. It's been one of the better summits that I remember in a long time.
Right. Well, I want to talk about that in a little bit. I want to talk about what happened here and what was learned and just a little bit. But first, before we do that, I want you to tell the audience about some of the things you're working on with these webinars. And I want to talk about the content of the webinars a little bit, but I also want to talk about why you think webinars are important. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, webinars, everybody's busy. You've got to remember our audience, although for this webinar it's a little different, but our audience, like your audience, is our business people. And business people are amongst, you know, the busiest people on earth, and not just that busy in what they're doing, but what they're thinking about. And what I like about webinars is it gives them an ability to access information, access experts, much like with your show, where they can either, you know, sit on it live, and ours is Thursday at 2:00, or they can watch the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with your show, you know, they can obviously listen live, or they can really listen whenever they want. And you know, at the end of the day, the world is changing in such an increasing rate that you have to constantly be on the lookout and constantly be acquiring new skills, whether it's you or other people in your company. So
on demand is the key, is the coin of the realm these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. It has to be, because, you know, people just don't have the time during the day, and webinars is a great platform to allow you to do on demand training and education.
Well, it just allows people to not miss something when they can fit it into their schedule. And that's one of the reasons why whenever I've done webinars over the years, I've done a lot of them for customers and sponsors, and you know, they always talk about how many people they're going to have show up at the webinar. And I said, look, and sometimes they were going to do the webinar, and I remember in the early days, Rob, they do the webinar and not record it. And I said, look, you can't think of this as just a live event. You got to think of this thing as having life and legs after you do it the first time. The live event is basically you're taping, and whoever shows up that's great. Congratulations, they got it live. But you know, you got to think of this thing down the road on an on-demand basis, and I think more people are doing that now, and I think that's a good thing. But tell us about some of the topics that you're focusing on, like the one this Thursday.
Yes, you know, as I started to allude to, we are not only doing webinars for our audience, which is about 90,000 business owners in the New York tri-state area. We're now doing webinars for our clients. Our clients are, again, same as in your case, Jim, those companies that are trying to sell and market to small businesses. So this is something new for us. We've done one. We did one a few weeks ago on how to use media to engage business owners. The one this Thursday is on how to use content to engage business owners. And we have Joe Polizzi from Content Marketing Institute who's going to be providing most of the content. He's fantastic. And this is, you know, this is an interesting thing happened with these webinars is we did it really for thought leadership in the space, as well as it also there's a way to get leads out of it for our salespeople. And interestingly enough, we found out that some people actually called us and want to sponsor these things going forward. Huh. They turned out to be a whole new line of business for us.
Well, congratulations. And folks, think about this for your own business. Rob, they're not hard to do. I mean, it's work and you have to be able to pull it off, but I would think that this would be the kind of thing you could do on a small level, you know, it's just a small event, and do this for your own business, for your own customers, to teach them how to use your products or whatever. What do you think, Rob, quickly?
I think that webinars are within the reach of anybody. You can do it right from your desktop. The other people you do the webinar with can be anywhere in the world.
Right.
You practice it a few times and you just go. There's really nothing to it, and it's very expensive.
He's exactly right. Quick break, 20 till, right back after these messages. Stay with us.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.